So I think that's the one thing. And then I think the second thing is you know, it's the evolution, really, of the employee profile. Lots of big firms have, for a long time, used employee profiles as a way of demonstrating their culture, you know, to your point. And I think social affords the opportunity to kind of take that to the next level, which yep. is to get more authentic, more real-time content from people that are in that job, you know, that are enthusiastic advocates.
Mm. I mean, I certainly see... Yeah, one of the key needs of wanting to connect to people, find people within the company that you might know.
Yes.
What people want, sort of that recommendation. Tell me the truth. Tell me the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Should I join or not? Yeah. And we see things like people having, you know, a LinkedIn function where you can click on the button and see from your LinkedIn profile, from one or two removes,
yes.
in terms of people you know, do you know anyone within this organisation?
Yes, yeah. That's always been the best thing to do. If you're looking for a position... The very best thing you can do is actually find somebody in that organisation that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And job hunting, if you think about experienced professionals, and I think it's probably slightly less true of university students, but still, if they can do it, great. It's always been about networking. It's always been about networking. It's always been about who can I find that's, you know, what connections do I have to that organisation? So like, again, it's not changed massively. What's changed is that there's this channel which makes it a bit easier.
Yeah. And that people don't necessarily want to go away from. They want to have everything.
Yeah.
I mean, as the generations grow up, they're more yeah. and more used to having everything centred around
yeah.
gaming all the way yeah. to what they want as immediately what they want, minimal clicks away.
The other thing that was the sort of research that I've sort of been doing recently, that which I found really interesting, is actually in talking to students that they, and again, this is focused on the campus piece, but they were kind of quite hesitant or tentative about using Facebook to connect with employees and employers, actually, because they didn't want to reveal their profiles, their personal private profiles to employees. They're very sort of hesitant and suspicious of employees. Even with the whole kind of privacy thing, and you know, you can set your privacy control so nobody can see it. They don't believe that's, even if they did that, they don't believe that employers, you know, don't look. A lot of universities think that employers routinely kind of look at their profiles, and so some of the behaviours that you see now is that actually university students, before they, and I've heard them, you know, they've told me they do this, is actually that they go and tidy up their profile before they start making applications, so they'll, you know, untag themselves from that, you know, that particular picture,
for that party event,
remove that particular post, because they kind of, in case anybody comes looking. Now, from what I know of, certainly in the UK, is that almost all recruiters don't look at Facebook. I mean, they don't have the time anyway to do that kind of thing. But also, I think in the UK, there's a kind of sense that it's kind of not right. That there's an ethical.
I certainly hear of employers yeah. doing it though in the States.
But in the States, yeah, I mean, it's fair game,
as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, it's early days, really. It's early days, you know, and I think we haven't kind of figured out exactly the best way to use these new channels, but. And I think what you have to do is kind of experiment, trial and error, actually, which big organisations don't like. They like to
not
do it right first time, you know. in the social world, that's actually quite difficult, because social is, a lot of it is about let's test this out and see if it works, and then kind of adjust, because it's a two way thing. It's let's understand our, let's communicate with our audience, and let's get them to say what they want a little bit. So. Exciting times, really.
Indeed. And a final question, you know, if you were once again in charge of the careers area, and not just the careers area of the website, but the whole careers social space, and you could buy one item, you had a chunk of change, and you had a choice about where you'd spend it.
Yes.
Where would you go?
Well, I would put... Well...
I was asked this question by a potential client.
Well, it's tricky because the world is multi-channeled. So you know, but in all my experience now, you know, more than 10 years of working in the graduate recruitment space, I think the single most powerful thing is campus events, is being on campus, is actually the face-to-face connections and communications. So that you know, I don't think that's going to change. I think that will remain the most important thing. Mm. So I would certainly put a big chunk of money there.
But you video it and stick it on Facebook.
Exactly.
Well.
This is a massive opportunity, which is that, you know, the kind of content, the kind of, there's this opportunity with social to really kind of to viralize your kind of your content and your messages, and you know, the things that are shared most in social are photos and videos. And so when you go on campus, you know, and you're gonna do a campus event, for goodness sake, take some pictures, post some pictures up, get people tagging themselves, encourage candidates to do it. And actually, because the more authentic it is, the better, actually. You know, shoot some video, get some kind of vox popsy, what do you think, you know, do that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be, you know, glossy, high production values. And in fact, these days, that actually makes people suspicious. So if it's a bit wobbly, you know, and the lighting's not great and the sound's a bit in and out, actually that gives it a sense that it's more trustworthy because it's more authentic, you know, more spontaneous. So yeah, I would spend the lion's share of my money actually being on campus, having a big impact there on the universities that I wanted to kind of target, and then I would, you know, spend a bit of that money. So which is cheating, I suppose, a little bit in your kind of task, but
it's okay. I cheated too with my answer.
I would make a lot of that content on, put a lot of the content online in the social space, and encourage people to share it.
Max Haywood, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you.